Hello, Coffee Break with Sharp Best Health listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Olga Hayes from Sharp Best Health. We hope you and your loved ones are staying safe and healthy during the pesky coronavirus outbreak and in the midst of the difficult circumstances that we are all currently facing. Sharp Best Health would love to continue releasing new podcast episodes for you every week to support and motivate you during these times. But social distancing means that face-to-face podcast recording is not on the table right now, so we will be recording our episodes remotely to protect everyone's health and safety. So we ask you in advance to please, please, please forgive our less than perfect audio quality. Thank you again for tuning in and enjoy this episode. And don't forget to stay safe. Welcome to Coffee Break with Sharp Best Health. Every week, we sip on a strong new blend of practical tips, information, and education to help you optimize your health, body, and mind. Your hosts are Janice, Emily, Megan, and Olga. Your break starts now. Hello, and thanks for joining us on another episode of Coffee Break with Sharp Best Health. This is Olga.
And Megan.
And on today's episode, we would like to talk to you about staying healthy when working from home.
That's right. It's not a secret that we're going through some really trying and very interesting times right now. And never before have workers telecommuted on such a broad scale. That applies to Sharp Healthcare, and it honestly applies to the whole world right now. Millions of people around the world right now, thousands at Sharp, are trying to work from home if they can, of course. And it's been a really interesting experience so far for those who have gotten started, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very interesting experience. And, you know, it's obvious that staying at home is a critical part of stopping the spread of the virus. However, for many of us, it's such an unusual and different experience. And it is a lot harder to maintain a healthy lifestyle when you're working from home. And so what we are trying to do on this podcast today is to hopefully give you some suggestions on how you can stay healthy while working from home and how you can weave a little bit of wellness into your daily activities, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. So we will share a couple of tips on how to enhance your health and safety while teleworking to make sure that while you're working from home, that making sure that working from home works for you. And especially if you're doing this for the first time, and we're not just going to talk about, just so you know, the traditional eating right and exercise, that there's also social and emotional wellness as well that's really important during this time. So with that, do you want to dive in, Olga?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it. So I'll kick us off, if that's okay. One of the things that we wanted to recommend is making sure that you are starting your day off the right way, and putting this another way, transitioning from home life to work life as you kick your day off in the quote-unquote office, whatever the office is for you at that moment. So research suggests that one of the biggest mistakes people make is not establishing a routine to begin your work day when you're a teleworker. When you just roll out of bed and sort of hobble half asleep over to your computer and start answering your emails, you're denying yourself an important opportunity to transition from home life to work life. And it's really important that these lines do not get blurred. Mm-hmm. So routine is actually more important than ever when you're teleworking. When you think about routine, and generally think about routine being a pretty good thing, it's something that you rely on, it's something that kind of creates the flow of your day. That can really get disrupted when you start to become a teleworker, especially in these circumstances, right? Because it came on so suddenly for so many of us, right, Olga?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very suddenly.
And so having the process of actually having a morning, meaning one that includes breakfast, includes maybe some exercise and a walk, perhaps some brief meditation, whatever your routine of a home life is, make sure that you have one and that it works for you and that it is maintained throughout this experience. to make sure that when you get to work, you're actually transitioning from home life to work life. So those, again, it's all about creating that separation between these two places in your world. Mm-hmm. So it is more important than ever that you create that separation between your home life and your work life, and starting your day off by having a routine that makes that transition possible is something that sounds small, but it's actually really important, and it makes sure that you have a proper routine in place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's actually a wonderful, wonderful point, which kind of creates a pathway for one of my tips that I wanted to share later. Yeah, I wanted to share it later in the podcast, but I think it just makes a little more sense to add it to what you just said, Megan. It's about creating that work-life balance and making sure you stick with that balance, because it's very tempting when you're working from home to kind of blur those lines between work, personal life, and work life. But if you don't have that balance, it can become really detrimental to your personal life. So it's really important to keep that in mind. And so I have a couple of strategies to help with that, Megan, if you don't mind.
No, please.
Yeah. So it's one of the strategies is to designate a workspace if possible. And we understand that maybe it's not possible for everyone to have an office space at home. And I know a lot of people work on their kitchen tables. A lot of people work in the garage. A lot of people work in the bedroom, like myself, mm-hmm. but it's important to designate some corner of your house as your workspace to have that physical distinction between your work life and your personal life. So this is one of the tips. Another suggestion is to set your daily work hours. And I know, Megan, you and I and our entire team talked about it earlier in the process that we all should have work hours or office hours. And so we should all have a start and end of our workday. And I know that as a team at Sharp Best Health, we all agreed on our work hours so we can reach each other. And so our hours are very comparable. So we kind of work the same hours as we would in the real office. And at the end of the day, it's actually important to leave the office, so to say, yeah, to turn off your computer, to turn off the devices that you use for work. And if possible, leave your home office, whatever it is that you chose it to be. And if you can't, even shut the door behind you. And it's really important to have those hours set. And also make sure people you work with know about your work hours, so they don't expect you to respond to phone calls and emails after your work hours. Let's say my work hours are from 9 to 5:30. And so I know nobody would expect for me to respond to emails at 7 p.m.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Especially for those who are non-exempt, right?
Yes.
I mean, so it is always important that we comply with our agreed upon work schedule. But I think that the key here is that if people can't see you, they might make assumptions about your work hours. And so it's very tempting to try to adjust accordingly. And so it's just really important to communicate those work hours. I really agree with you, so that there isn't an unreasonable expectation of your time.
Definitely. Definitely.
Should we dive into some more?
Yeah, I love it. Let's dive in some more tips and hacks.
Okay. So would you like me to go, Olga? Because since you kind of just covered something really, really wonderful, I could chime in with one of mine. I know you have other information about staying active while working from home.
I think we can take turns, Megan. I don't need to dominate.
You never dominate, but you have great information to share.
So, I tend to dominate the conversation sometimes with all my great content. So just...
So one of the things that, or another tip, another area of consideration to really make your work from home experience a good one is making sure that you're staying connected with your coworkers while you're working from home. Olga, we haven't had much trouble with that yet, have we?
No, we are staying very connected. We and besides work, right? So it's not, we just email, obviously, but we also have those Zoom meetings. We use Skype to chit chat. We use text
to
send each other encouraging text messages once in a while. Yeah, so we do not have this problem.
Absolutely. And it's been really important that we stay connected with each other for a couple of reasons. Losing the social connection at work when you transition from being in an office or a workspace to being at home, Losing that social piece is one of the hardest adjustments that a lot of people have. There are many, many extroverts out there. I'm not one of them, but I know there are quite a few out there. Oh. And being a part of an employer, being within an organization, it does mean that you are part of a community, and it's a community that cares about you, that's interested in what you did last night, that is interested in what you're thinking about a meeting that happened the next day, a community that is working towards a similar goal. And all of that is a really big part of what makes being within an organization and being within Sharp especially important. And so it's really important that when you transition to teleworking, that you really have some structure to how you are connecting in with the people that you work with. It's really easy for a lot of the dialogue that kind of happened casually in the hallway, or as you just went over to sort of talk through an idea or a problem solving moment with a colleague, you know, a couple cubicles down. It's really important to think about how you can create those opportunities when you are teleworking. And so I think, you know, Olga, you touched on a couple of things that I wanted to recommend. And it really comes down to really leveraging all of the technology that exists to maintain that connectivity. So using Zoom, if you, I know it's awkward sometimes to look at people in meetings. It's a strange experience. You can see them, but you can't totally read their body language. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll be. And it's really important to be able to sort of visually connect with each other. Relying on group chats, Skype is really, really helpful. And so there's all the technology that's already exists within Sharp Healthcare. But what I think it's really comes down to is being intentional in planning and using those that technology. So make sure that you are setting aside time to have a Zoom call, to have Skype chats, to check in regularly with your management and your colleagues. And, you know, some of the ways that some of the best ways in which people develop really good ideas and have creativity and problem solving generated in within their departments is through more casual discussion. So if your time allows, it's even maybe a good idea just to have an extended huddle, perhaps once a week. Maybe create, instead of 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or even 45 minutes of just checking in with each other, creating that opportunity for discussion, having a little bit of opportunity even for the non-work life to be discussed during these meetings. One of the things that was recommended by someone over at Ruffin that I thought was outstanding, there's a team over at Ruffin that is incredibly tight-knit, and they have started to work from home. So what they do now is they all log into a conference line. I think they use Skype, and they all go for a walk together with their headsets on. And so they're all walking in their respective neighborhoods, and I'm sure being socially distant at the time to the people around them. And they are catching up and going on walking meetings with each other at a distance. And I think that is something that could be easily replicated by many, many people, and might be a good idea for those of you who are wanting to stay really connected to your coworkers. And again, there's very good reason to do so, but are also wanting to stay, of course, within the guidelines of what's required of us right now, which is to stay socially distant. So think of creative ways to use technology to stay in touch with each other. I would strongly recommend having some variety in which type of technology you're using. Again, Zoom makes sense sometimes, chat makes sense other times, phones make sense the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. The purpose is really getting things on the calendar and being very intentional about it.
This is great. I love this. I think it's very important. And besides my team, for example, that I stay in touch with pretty regularly through work, I also miss some of my colleagues in the office that I don't get to see or communicate as often. People who I would just run in the hallways all the time or in the cafeteria. So I started scheduling Zoom coffee breaks with these people.
wonderful.
Yeah, just to catch up, 15 minutes, just to see what's going on. It's just a virtual run into each other kind of meeting. So, which has been very helpful because I don't get to work with these people very often, but I like seeing them in the office.
Oh, that's so fabulous. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So wonderful, wonderful, creative ways for people to stay connected. And I guess it's true when people say necessity drives creativity and innovation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So we have a couple more strategies, a couple of more hacks that we can share with you today. So Megan, if you don't mind, I'll go next. This Please. One is, yeah, thank you. This one is really close to my heart. And to Megan's heart, I guess, we are both exercise freaks. We love to stay active. And so, in the wake of everything that's happening right now, it's not that we're just adjusting our work routines. We also have to build our new exercise routines. And it's not easy, especially for those of us who like to go to the gym for exercising after work. So now that the gyms are closed and, you know, we're kind of limited as to how much we can exercise, I wanted to offer some suggestions about adding more physical activity into your daily routines. Yeah. So staying active and physically active is just as important now as it was before, if not more, especially for your mental health, right? And so
it's
really critical to be intentional about spending time being physically active, setting aside some time to exercise, and being creative, really tapping into your creativity. So even though people cannot go to the gyms or fitness centers or go to their traditional yoga class, there are a lot of ways you can still exercise. You know, you can still go for a walk. You can still go outside for a jog. Obviously, you know, keeping distance from other people and wearing masks when appropriate and going on bike rides. So there are opportunities to stay active outside, but also being creative with your home space. You can go online and find YouTube videos for yoga classes, Pilates classes. Megan is a huge fan of YouTube videos, so she'll probably have some great suggestions for us, but those are free resources that you can tap into, and all you need is a little bit of space at home to exercise. And even if you don't have any equipment, which I found I was not prepared. I don't have anything besides resistance bands at home. So I don't have dumbbells, which I usually use at the gym. So you have to find something at home that may work as weights. You know, you can use water bottles. You can use some canned goods for weights as your resistance. You can use bags of rice, things like that.
And a small child.
I've seen those. images on Pinterest, you know, people doing push-ups with a baby on their back. So. Yeah, and also your own body is a great exercise tool. Yeah, you can do so much with just your own body and your body weight. You can do planks, you can do push-ups, you can do squats, you can do mountain climbers, you can do burpees, sit-ups, a lot of different things. So be creative with your own body and come up with some really exciting ways to add resistance to your workouts. And when you work during the day, you can also incorporate some movement. For example, you can walk when you are on calls. I, for example, stand up when I am on phone calls. If I don't need my laptop or if I'm not on webcam, I stand up and walk around while I take calls. So it's just similar to walking meetings in the office. And it's a great opportunity to kind of take a much needed break from the screen time. And it's also a great way to sneak a couple of stretches as well, to sneak in a couple of stretches as well. And another thing I wanted to add is my personal favorite right now. I am starting my days now with a plank. So I hold the plank for 2 minutes right now. That's my max. And it took me a while to build up to that. But plank is a wonderful exercise. It works so many muscles and it engages your entire core. So it's a great way to start your day. And then I just do a couple more throughout the day. Just, you know, every couple of hours, I'll drop on the floor and do a plank as I'm thinking about my upcoming meeting or about an email I need to write, or just relaxing and taking deep breaths. So those are some of the ideas. And I'm sure there's a lot more people could add, but those are the ones that I've been using.
Well, I think those are really, what I love about that list is that it's so diverse and so actionable. You know, it really, I think what you clarified is, or articulated, that's probably a better expression for it, what you can do to be active during the workday, but also what options mm-hmm. you have once that workday is over. And you're so right, Olga. I never stop talking about this in our department. I am amazed at the millions and millions of mm-hmm. exercise videos that exist free to all of us on YouTube. And they're not, you know, sad little reckless, perhaps, you know, dangerous kind of videos created by people that don't really know what they're doing. These are people that know exactly what they're doing. These are really well-respected and incredibly well-developed workout plans that can be available to you in 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, mm-hmm. an hour, depending on what your day and goals are like. So I will never stop sort of singing the praises of YouTube. I just remember being, I think when I was maybe 19 or 20, and it occurred to me that perhaps I should exercise a little bit. It had not occurred until then that exercise was good for me. And I remember going to the store and spending $22 or something on a workout video that was 30 minutes long. And so now just to kind of reflect on where we've gone from, it was a VHS tape too, by the way, just transitioning from that to where we are now in terms of amazing. Access mm-hmm. of resources. It's amazing. Not that that's the only takeaway, yeah. but that is something I always find fascinating.
It is wonderful. And I have to say, I know a few people who still have DVD videos, exercise videos, and they love those.
Yeah.
They just love that particular person, that trainer, those exercises. They know yeah. those exercises by heart, but they just wouldn't want to use anything else. They love that particular DVD, and that's fine as long as you are doing something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Olga, you kind of, we're really kind of seamlessly moving that. Into each other's topics. And because a lot of what you just touched on is what I wanted to recommend, which is, or it's related to what I want to recommend next, which is the importance of scheduling regular stretch breaks throughout your day. Now, of course, we have our 30 minutes for lunch. We've got our 10 minutes in the before and after lunch. But it is still deeply important that we maintain some movement and some changes of our positions throughout the whole day, and taking breaks while we do so. That's important to mentally recharge, and it's important to physically maintain your safety and well-being. And what I mean when I say breaks throughout the day, I don't mean, you know, 15, 20 minute coffee breaks, although, you know, I certainly love my coffee as well. But what I'm really referring to are sort of those micro breaks. Think of all the time. This would be an interesting thought experiment, actually. Think of all the time if you're in your office, if you're not teleworking, how much time do you spend moving from your desk to go talk to your manager, moving from your desk to go talk to a colleague, going to the printer, going to the restroom, your cafe or cafeteria, your break room. And those are all mm-hmm. micro breaks. Those are all brief mm-hmm. interventions in your workday. They are, or intermissions, not interventions. And maybe they're an intervention. I don't know. Depends on what you do. But what you're doing is adjusting. You're stepping away from your computer, which is deeply important for your eyes. It's important for your mental well-being too. And you are doing something different for a few moments. And it'll allow you to come back and recharge, and it will allow you to be ready to focus on what you need to focus on again. And when you are working from home, let's say that you are, you know, you have a good setup. Let's say that you are not being interrupted, which again, everyone's situation is a little bit different. It can become so easy to just keep plowing through because we're all so busy, right? We all have so much work to do. You can find yourself feel like an almost just an instant, 2 hours, 3 hours has gone by. So it's really important to be cognizant. So much, I feel like the theme of teleworking and our advice, so much of it is mm-hmm. just planning and becoming more mindful of how we conduct ourselves throughout the day. Because a lot of these breaks are generally at home worked into just the natural flow of the day. But when you're teleworking, it's important to actually structure in these breaks. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but, you know, Olga, you talked about blank when you're starting your day and couple times throughout the day. I wanted to, or this week, I think on Tuesday, I decided that every hour I'm going to do a minute of
plank. Oh, you will too.
So I did a minute of plank, and I actually, because I didn't really feel like working out that morning, I also did some push-ups too. And so it's whatever you want, but if you want to have some, if you want to get a little bit of a workout in, doing something on the hour that is just a different range, that requires a different range of motion, requires that you, your body get up and move from where it currently is, that is going to be good for you, depending on what you do from a physical perspective. If it's strength training or maybe a moment or two of, you know, jogging in place or just walking around, a little bit of cardio. But it's also really good in terms of preventing strain and strain on your back, preventing issues that you might have with your hands and your fingers from typing. You're able to create a little bit of variation, and that variation in your day is the most important part of staying injury-free and staying healthy. So I strongly recommend thinking about what you could do on the hour to be active and to move away from your work. I would recommend, if you are using a Sharp laptop, search in SharpNet for a stretch break timer. And it is so easy to set up. Sharp has on all Sharp laptops a stretch break timer. And you can set up for a certain frequency where it will interrupt you and ping you and say, it's time to stretch. On SharpNet, we have, courtesy of our wonderful safety team, fabulous ergonomic stretches that can be done in 30, 60, 90 seconds. Those I highly, highly recommend. And if neither of those things feel like an option to you, or if it's just not exactly what you're looking for, if you go onto your app store of your smartphone, there are thousands, I think it's thousands of, I want to say tens of thousands of free stretch break timers. And also just free break timers. So, you know, maybe it's not that you want to engage in stretching or exercise, but you want to go check on your partner, or maybe go outside and enjoy the sunshine for a moment. There are also things that you can build into your phone that will ping you and remind you to do that. But it is, again, we take for granted. I think we underestimate how much time we spend traveling, maybe from our desk to somewhere else, and how good that is for you to be doing that, and how it actually helps your productivity by creating a little bit more energy in you and helps you come back and refocus even more when you do return to your work. But again, my recommendation is just schedule regular breaks throughout the day. I'd recommend at least, you know, two-ish minutes, let's say every hour. There's lots of variety in terms of what people think of that. But I can just say from personal experience and based on what I've read, that seems like a pretty good recommendation. And don't underestimate, again, how much time you spent traveling and how good that can be for you. So consider stretch break timers, consider creating your own little, your own routine without a stretch break timer, just by doing something on the hour, physically active or mentally good for yourself. That means you step walking away from your work for a moment. So that's it. Olga, would you add anything else? You created, you offered so much information that kind of fits into that.
Those are wonderful recommendations. I think the key takeaway from here is to plan those into your day, either using the stretch break app on SharpNet or even your cell phone and just scheduling yourself to get up. It's the micro break doesn't mean that you actually you know, have to do a stretch, right? It's just like change of activity. It's just changing up what you've been doing. If you've been sitting, then stand up and walk. Even getting a cup of coffee would be considered, or another cup of coffee, or refilling your cup of water would be considered a stretch break. And I think what I've learned is that because they're not naturally built into our routine at home as we are working from home, you really have to plan those ahead of time. Because in the office, those micro breaks happen a lot more naturally, right? You get up to go to a copier to print something. You get up and talk to your colleague. You go to a bathroom somewhere far away. You go get a coffee from the cafeteria. So those opportunities are not naturally presenting themselves during the day at work when you're working from home. So you have to create those for yourself. So I think I have one more tip, and this is about eating healthy and nourishing your body well when you're working from home. This one I found really challenging, especially during my first week of working from home when I had my laptop set up in my kitchen area, so super close to the fridge and to the pantry.
Oh, I would be in so much trouble.
I was in a lot of trouble my first week. All I was doing is just like the food is right there, the fridge is there. All I was doing is like snacking all day. So that was my first week of working from home. So I realized I have to change something. I moved from the kitchen. I set up my laptop in the bedroom. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is it's important to pay attention to your eating habits when you're working from home because food is right there. It's a lot easier to eat and snack all day when coworkers are not around. It's a lot easier to just eat your lunch while you're still working. So a few suggestions I would like to make are around this particular healthy habit, I guess. So first of all, do not work near the kitchen. So that was the best lesson learned. Great lesson. You're welcome, everyone. So that was my personal mistake. So set up your desk in an area that's not near the kitchen or the fridge, and you'll save yourself a lot of headache because you're not going to be tempted to just wander into the kitchen and eat something. Schedule your meal times and your snack times just like you do at work. You know, you have your breakfast at home, then you drive to work, you have lunch, you come home, and then you eat your dinner. So when you're working from home, all those times can get really mixed. So it's important to plan your meals and snack times just like you plan the rest of your day. When you get up, you shower, you get dressed, you start working. So decide when you want to have your breakfast, decide when you want to have lunch, decide when you want to have your snack, and stick to those times. And on the same note, speaking of snacks, portion your snack size before eating and never eat out of a bag or original containers, which we know it is very tempting to just grab that's my personal favorite, peanut butter jar and just eat out of it because it's right there and I'm at home and nobody sees me, but it can really be harmful to you. And it's really not a good idea to kind of not portion your snacks or meals. Another idea, well, not an idea, but recommendation is to make sure you're staying hydrated throughout your day. If you are dehydrated, you can have headaches and fatigue and your productivity will decrease. So make sure, just like you would do at work, make sure to fill up a water bottle and have it at your desk as you're working and make sure to refill it regularly. Just stay away. Try to stay away from all the sugary drinks. We always recommend to stick to plain water. And the last but not least, be careful of too much caffeine. And I know this one is hard for us. Yeah, I know. I knew Megan would.
I know.
So I wanted to object as well, but then I read a little more. So coffee is good for you in moderation, right? We all know that coffee.
In moderation is what, 11
two.
Cups?
Two. Yeah. Yeah. So coffee is great. You know, it gives you energy. It has antioxidants. Actually, there are studies that show that people who drink coffee regularly live a little longer, but too much coffee is not good. And when you have endless access to coffee at home, you know, you make it yourself, you have this pot, that you can use all day long. You're not paying for it. It's very, very easy to overdo on coffee. And it can lead to feeling of being, you know, jittery, and it can lead to some digestive issues. It can lead to, what's the word, overstimulating you, and you may have a hard time sleeping later on. So
yeah,
just set a limit for your coffee intake for the day. I would suggest maybe 2 cups, 8 ounce cups a day should be good, and then stick with it. I guess the key takeaway from this whole monologue is stick to your plan. Plan your snacks, plan your meals, plan your coffee intake, plan your water intake, and stick to your own guidelines, because there is no one to keep you accountable but yourself.
And it is incredibly easy right now to, especially when you're teleworking, to indulge a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You just have access to everything.
Yeah, it's right there. Mm-hmm.
And so I think those are outstanding tips. And it's hard in general right now. We're all stressed out. We're all experiencing something that, regardless of whether or not you telework, we're all experiencing something that most of us have never experienced before. And there's a lot of unknown, there's a lot of change, there's a lot of disruption. And food is, a very personal, emotional experience. And so I think it is really, really natural and easy for anyone to say, well, this is something that I that will give me comfort. I know this food. I know what I enjoy, and I would like to find comfort in something. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, of course, completely okay and fine. But it's equally important to make sure that you just are being kind to yourself mm-hmm. in the most genuine way, and generally feeding your body and caring for your body in ways that are actually nurturing it. Is going to produce a better outcome for you mentally, emotionally as well, instead of as much as that cake and ice cream, and that those sodas and everything feels like it feels good in the moment. And I don't want to deny anybody, I don't want people to deny themselves stuff that gives them comfort. But it's also good to think about that other side, and more than ever, what can you do mm-hmm. to, practice self-care and nurturing your body with good foods yeah. and good drink, the right way to do that.
I agree. Definitely.
Awesome. Thanks. Fabulous tips, Olga. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks for adding those additional points at the end, because you're right. It is a lot more tempting to indulge a little bit, and that's okay too, as long as you still pay attention to how much you're indulging, because ultimately you are responsible for your own health, and it's good not to forget some of those guidelines and nourish your body to help it stay strong and healthy.
And there's so much that we can't control right now. Controlling, what we're doing to our bodies and how mm-hmm. we're taking care of it is one of the few things that we can control in many ways.
That's so a good point. A good perspective. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I think that's it. Do you?
I think that's it. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to this. Mm-hmm. We hope these tips will help you to stay healthy as you're adjusting to teleworking and reinventing how you're working for the time being.
Yeah. And, we offered quite a few different suggestions and healthy living hacks. And we kind of mentioned that one size doesn't fit all, but there are some core ideas that we hope you will take away from today, creating that transition between the work life and personal life, taking breaks, nourishing your body. And so all of that will help you to stay healthy and also productive while you're working from home.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So outside of that, keep an open mind and experiment with different approaches. But most importantly, don't be afraid to switch things up in your routine.
That's right. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we hope you're all staying safe and healthy. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Download this episode and find more great information on health and wellness by visiting Sharp Best Health on sharp.net.